Chapter 4, The Publishing Work at College View.
Written at Loma Linda, California, August 24, 1905. I approve of the efforts that have been made to establish our German and Scandinavian publishing work at College View. I hope that plans will be devised for the encouragement and strengthening of this work. The whole burden of the work must not be left with our foreign brethren, nor should our brethren throughout the field leave too heavy a load on the conferences near College View. The members of these conferences should lead out and do their best, and all should come to their assistance. The truth is to be proclaimed to all nations and kindreds and tongues and peoples. Our German and Danish and Swedish brethren have no good reason for not being able to act in harmony in the publishing work. Those who believe the truth should remember that they are God's little children, that they are under His training. Let them be thankful to God for His manifold mercies and be kind to one another. They have one God and one Savior, and one Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, is to bring unity into their ranks. After His resurrection, Christ ascended to heaven, and He is today presenting our needs to the Father. I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands, he says. See Isaiah 49:16. It cost something to engrave them there. It cost untold agony. If we would humble ourselves before God and be kind and courteous and tender-hearted and pitiful, there would be 100 conversions to the truth where now there is only one. But though professing to be converted, we carry around with us a bundle of self that we regard as altogether too precious to be given up. It is our privilege to lay this burden at the feet of Jesus and in its place take the character and similitude of Christ. The Savior is waiting for us to do this. Christ laid aside His royal robe, His kingly crown, and His high command, and stepped down, down, down to the lowest depths of humiliation. Bearing human nature, He met all the temptations of humanity and in our behalf defeated the enemy on every point. All this He did that He might bring men power by which they might be overcomers. Matthew 28:18 says, "All power is given unto me," Jesus says. And this He gives to all who will follow Him. They may demonstrate to the world the power that there is in the religion of Christ for the conquest of self. Learn of me, Christ says, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, Matthew 11:29. Why do we not learn of the Savior every day? Why do we not live in constant communion with Him, so that in our connection with one another we can speak and act kindly and courteously? Why do we not honor the Lord by manifesting tenderness and love for one another? If we speak and act in harmony with the principles of heaven, unbelievers will be drawn to Christ by their association with us.